This is Al Porter on Today FM.
He captured the world's imagination with his little ukulele and his song about Conor McGregor. You know who I'm talking about already. Millions of views later, a personal invitation from the Notorious to Las Vegas to watch the biggest fight of the decade. The PE teacher from Kildare certainly has an amazing story to tell his grandkids, and he's going to tell us all about this past weekend. Mick Constantine, how are you?
Well, Al, how's things?
Very good, Mick. So what time is it over in Vegas at the moment? Or you're not in Vegas anymore, are you? Where are you?
No, I'm in a hotel in Chicago. It's 4 o'clock or 4:30.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sleeping patterns are messed up, so I'm constantly wired the whole time. But
oh, I can imagine.
You have me for 10 or 15 minutes, then I'll probably pass out.
Mick, this must have been the most incredible weekend of your life.
You're doing well to match it out, to be honest. It's still not really sinking in. It's so crazy. We arrived and got off the plane. I was allowed with my name on an iPad and in a suit, and then he put us into this Merc and then brought us to the Encore Hotel. We didn't even know where we're going. It's like where all his family and his crew were staying. And then like went up to check in, and they were like, "Have you a reservation?" And we were like, "We don't know."
Yeah,
I'm with Conor, you know. So and then obviously had an unbelievable room.
I mean, it looks incredible. Everything that we've seen on Facebook and all that. I mean, there's a kind of Euro 2016 vibe.
I couldn't walk anywhere because people started to get photos of me the whole time.
So you were getting recognised, were you, by all the Irish fans?
So even at the very start, the airport, like there was people coming up to me the whole time asking for photos, and there was an old couple from America sitting in front. And after a while, like, the old woman goes, "I hear you're famous or whatever." And I was like, "Oh, just messing or whatever," like, just because of all the photos. And she's like, "No, my husband just read it in the newspaper there."
That is brilliant.
Last thing was probably when we were coming out of the fight, this young English lad kind of came up and he goes, "Oh, Nick, can I get a photo?" And I was like, "All right, of course." And he was like, "Oh, Dad, that's Shimran, that sang the song. Dad, will you take the photo?" And the dad was taking the photo. I was looking at him and I realised it was actually Piers Morgan who was taking the photo of me and his son together.
That is bizarre.
That was really, really weird.
Well, not only is Piers Morgan asking for your photograph, but then Conor McGregor himself was picking you out of the crowd and things. Didn't he recognise you?
Yeah. So it was a pool party the day after the fight, and he came out with his crew and his team and his family and all his friends or whatever. He spotted me straight away, and he was like, "Get the heck up here." So he pulled me up, and then he just said, "Here, I'll talk to you in a few minutes there." So he went around shaking hands and stuff, and then came back in. And I was sort of just there chatting to his training partners and his family and his friends, and in fairness, they were the most down, genuinely, people of all time, and then just chatting to him for
what are they like?
Well.
What are they? Are they down to earth now, or are they all gone a bit mad with all the money and the fame?
Not really, just normal. Normal lads, like, and it's kind of cool because, like, obviously they're his friends from when he was a kid, and he said he flies them all out to all his fights.
I know you need to go to bed, right? But you have to tell me, because we all tried to stay up to watch the fight. You were there. You were in the arena.
Yeah.
What was it like? I mean, just to be there, was there tension in the air? Was it, you know?
I was just surreal, like me and my friend were standing up nearly half shaking for the first couple of rounds because you just didn't think you were actually going to see it, like, and then all of a sudden it's happening, like, and she even like we were in this like VIP lounge with all these, I don't know, celebrities and stuff. Just like your man from one of the lads from One Direction was there, a few others, and like we got an upgrade on our tickets when we got in as well. Like our tickets were like 10 grand.
Oh my god.
But all these like A-listers and stuff, not knowing what was going on. But yeah, the atmosphere was unbelievable. And the fight itself, like, I've never been to a fight, but it was just, like I said, it was just surreal.
Well now, Mick, what's the plan? Are you back to school on Monday?
I had to text the principal again today. I tell you what he thought. I missed my flight because I was on the tear in Vegas. But so I think he believed me that with my flight ticket today. So I was going to be back this morning. But I'll be back tomorrow morning.
You're a gentleman. You lifted everybody's spirits in the country. You kind of got us all behind McGregor. Even the people who probably were going, "We hope he loses anyway." You kind of gelled all those people together with your song. It was so good. I'm delighted that they looked after you and you had a time of your life in Vegas. And best luck on your flight home. Now go get a nap. Bye, Mick.
Bye.
What a gent.
This is Al Porter on Today FM.